This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's top diplomat says that Moscow will expel 10 U.S. diplomats in response to U.S. sanctions. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov also said Moscow will add 8 U.S. officials to its sanctions list and move to shut down the work of U.S. non-governmental organizations to end what he called interfering in Russia's politics. The moves follow new sanctions announced Thursday on Russia by the Biden administration for interfering in the 2020 U.S. presidential election and involvement in the SolarWind hack of federal agencies. Moscow has denied any role in these activities. While the U.S. could cripple the Russian economy, Moscow lacks levers to respond in kind, but it could hurt American interests in other ways around the globe. The UN Security Council is authorizing international monitors to watch over a nearly six-month-old ceasefire agreement in Libya as the country heads toward December elections after a decade of fighting and upheaval. In a vote announced Friday, the Council unanimously approved Secretary General Antonio Guterres' recent proposal for up to 60 monitors to join an existing political mission in Libya. A top Chinese diplomat has called U.S. policy on China too negative, saying it highlights confrontation over cooperation. The Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs said Friday that cooperation could be critically important as President Joe Biden's administration focuses on COVID-19 and economic recovery. He told the Associated Press in an interview that the two countries could tide over many difficulties,